Want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
And now, the Betty Crocker cereal tray presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful bullet Keto, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Cash Down the Drain. Attention, all boys and girls. A little later in tonight's program, I'm going to tell you about the Betty Crocker cereal tray's sensational gift offer. It's a big, complete model city that looks just like a real city. And you can get this model city without sending in a single penny. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Be sure to listen later when I'll give you all the details about Model City.
Calling. I want police headquarters. And hurry.
Mary Bates had wakened at midnight. At first, she was a little confused. She saw lightning flash and heard thunder in the distance. Then she realized that it was not the impending storm that had wakened her. It was the lamp beside her bed. It had been lighted and turned to shine on her face. She sat up quickly. Then she saw a note beside the lamp. And on the note, the seal of the Green Hornet.
No, there's no signature. Just the note about my husband and the seal of the Green Hornet.
The Hornet, you say?
Yes. Yes, and a threat.
Hang up.
Hello, Mrs. Bates. Are you still there?
I said hang up that phone.
He's back. The Green Hornet.
Sorry, I'll take that phone.
No, you.
I waited in the hall until you wakened to see if you'd obey the note and warn your husband to stay away. You were warned not to call the cops. You still have a chance to get word to your husband. You'd better do it.
Rain began with a thunderstorm and fell steadily all night. By morning, the streets were flooded, especially in the vicinity of the Daily Sentinel building. Michael Axford came into the city room, wet and angry.
Well, Axford, been swimming?
Gunnigan, you can save the wisecracks. I'm in no mood for them. Look at me. I'm soaked to the skin, including the feet especially.
Hey, stand back. Don't trip on my desk.
The water's a foot deep at the curb.
Yeah, I saw it when I came to work. The sewers are clogged with politics.
That they are, by golly. They're clogged. They're clogged with what?
Politics, Axford. Politics and graft. And while you're in that dripping mood, you might do a story about it.
Now, wait, Cunningham. Let me get you straight.
I've already turned Lowry loose on the story. He's down in the morgue digging up some information.
About what?
Sewers, Axford. Sewers. We spent millions of dollars in this city to get the sewers fixed so they could carry off the water. And we didn't get our money's worth.
You're telling me. Look at my feet.
Oh, here comes Lowry.
Hi, Gunnigan. I got the dope. Hello, Axford.
Hi, Lowry.
What'd you find, Lowry?
There was an assistant city engineer on that sewer project. A man by the name of John Bates.
I remember.
He tried to tell the engineer that the new system wouldn't work. But he was beating his head against a brick wall.
Yeah, I remember when you interviewed him. Bates made some serious charges of graft.
Yeah, he said he had proof of all the charges he made, but he wouldn't turn that proof over to us. So... Britt Reed wouldn't publish the Bates accusations. Couldn't risk a libel suit.
Where's this guy Bates now?
Wait until you hear. He went into a spin trying to prove charges of graft and had a nervous breakdown. Took a leave of absence and went to Bermuda.
Oh, now I remember, Lowry. You blew your top at the time.
You bet I did. Bates left town too sudden to suit me. He was in a position to give me a story that'd blow the lid off the city hall. But instead of talking, he took a cruise.
What do you make of it, Lowry?
I think someone told him to get out if he wanted to stay healthy. Hey, Gunnigan.
Huh?
Maybe we can still get that story. Bates is on his way home.
He is?
Yeah. His ship is due to come in sometime tonight or tomorrow morning.
Good, you can meet Bates. Get a story.
Holy crow, wait a minute.
What's the matter with you?
You said Bates. John Bates.
What about it?
It happened while I was at cop's headquarters last night.
Oh, listen, you goon, if you know something, tell it.
Mrs. Bates got a warning. A guy went to her place at midnight and left a note, telling her to send a message to her husband, saying it wouldn't be smart for him to come back to the city.
That just about proves there was some fast work in connection with a new sewer project. The boys are afraid of what Bates might tell.
Mrs. Bates was told not to call the cops, but she did it anyhow. The harness stopped her the first time, but she called him back in spite of threats.
What?
Who stopped it?
The Hornet.
Was it the Hornet that left that warning?
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Look, I...
Come on, Reed's got to hear this news. Joe, hold on the slot till I get back.
I'll go to Reed with you, Gunnigan.
Yeah, you too, Larry.
Right, Gunnigan.
Oh, confounded Axford. Sometimes you don't recognize news when it jumps up and snaps at you.
But, Gunnigan, I was supposed to keep it quiet. The cops at headquarters...
You're paid to get news from headquarters. It's up to me and Reed whether or not we publish it. You get it and turn it in, see?
Hey, what sort of delegation is this? What's up, Gunnigan? I can hear you yelling way down the hall.
Reed, it's about the Green Harness.
He threatened Mrs. John Bates, boss.
Hold it. I got the story direct from the commissioner of police.
You knew the Hornet was mixed up in this, you say?
If the Green Hornet had known Mary Bates as well as I do, he'd know that his threats wouldn't keep her from turning to the police.
The cops will have a dozen plainclothesmen on hand to meet that boat when it comes in.
The Bermuda Belle is expected to dock at midnight.
Well, there'll be no chance to interview Bates after the ship docks. Larry, I want you and Axford to charter a small boat and go out and meet the Bermuda Belle. Tell Bates that Wagstaff has maneuvered him out of his job as assistant engineer.
Likewise, we'll tell him that the Green Hornet threatened his wife last night.
Likely acting on Wagstaff's orders.
Bates has a story and we want it. Go get it.
That evening, Britt Reed waited impatiently in his luxurious apartment. With him was Cato, his faithful valet, and the only person who knew that the young publisher was also the Green Hornet.
Yeah, still no word from the office, Cato. Lowry and Axford should be back by this time.
Well, Mr. Britt, what was the purpose of last night's visit to Mrs. Bates?
If the police think the Hornet's after Bates, they'll have a guard on hand to protect him from the time he leaves the ship. Just in case Wagstaff has any rough ideas.
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt.
And there was another reason for the call. I'm sure Mrs. Bates cabled her husband, told him of the threat. Now, Bates will assume that Wagstaff sent the Hornet. He'll be madder than ever, and more likely to tell all he knows about the sewer project.
That's true.
He should have a good story for Lowry and Axford. They should be back. I wish we'd hear from the office.
Mr. Britt.
Huh?
A man named Wagstaff is city engineer?
No, Cato. Carslake is the city engineer. And he'd never hold a public office if the voters would take the time and trouble to investigate candidates before voting for them. Carslake's just a puppet. Wagstaff is the power behind them. I'll get it, Cato. It must be the office. Hello, Reed speaking. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Axford. Stop shouting. Hold everything. I'll be right down.
Well, what is the matter?
He's so excited he can hardly talk. He and Lowry got to the Bermuda Belle a couple of hours out. John Bates wasn't on board. He disappeared. Get the convertible out for me, Cato. I'm going to the office right away.
Hey, where's the pics on Bates? I'm waiting for him. This paper's a daily, not a weekly. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Any news from the dock?
No, not yet, Gunnigan.
Well, keep trying.
Hey, Gunnigan. Hey, Gunnigan, Lowry called. The
phone's tell him to give you 500 words for the next edition. Then interview the captain for a follow-up.
Gunnigan, what are you doing here at this time of the night?
Oh, hello, Reed. Lowry called me at home, and I came right down. The Bates disappearance is too big for the lobster ship to handle.
You got the story under control?
Yeah.
Brief me.
Lowry and Axford met the Bermuda Belle. Bates wasn't on board. He'd been on board, but he just disappeared sometime since noon.
What about his cabin?
Messed up. Looked like a struggle. Hey, Brewster, what about that head? Makeup's waiting for it.
Coming right up.
Reed, it's one more for the Green Hornet.
What?
Plain as day. The Hornet made a threat last night. Mrs. Bates ignored the warning, called the police. So somehow, the Hornet got to the Bermuda Bell and got John Bates.
Now, hold on, Gunnigan.
Can't deny it, boss. It's murder. Where's that head?
All set, Gunnigan. 8-column banner and a 2-column drop.
Here, let me read it. Green Hornet on high seas.
Bates' disappearance follows threat.
Green Hornet strikes again.
On high seas. Here you are, sir. Bates disappears from Bermuda Bell. Here you are, sir. Green Hornet strikes again. Read all about it. That's the left street. That's the...
Yeah, read all about it, Carslake. Here's the final edition. You and I owe this Green Hornet a boot of fangs.
Not so loud, Waxter.
Don't worry. My office is quite soundproof. Here, you want the morning paper?
No, I read all the papers at breakfast. That's why I came here. Tell me, Wagstaff, what's the inside story?
You know as much as I do. Bates has disappeared. That's all there is to it.
You didn't send the Hornet to get him?
I don't know anything about the Green Hornet.
You planned to have some men waiting when Bates came off the boat.
They were on hand, but there was nothing for them to do. Bates wasn't on the boat. It's a good thing, too. The law was out in force.
Yes, but we don't know that Bates is dead.
Now, Carslake, don't worry about it. If the Green Hornet was after him, he's dead.
But if he isn't, what if he turns up with all that evidence he's gathered? Wagstaff, I'd be through as a city engineer.
You'd be more than that, Carsley. You'd be through, period. We'd both be through. We'd be looking between jail bars.
I wish I knew why the Hornet went after him.
Why worry about that?
Look, Wagstaff, now listen.
Well?
Bates had a lot of information with him. Documented information. If the Green Hornet got possession of that stuff. See what I mean?
You mean we might have to deal with the Green Hornet?
Exactly.
He'd come to us. He'd want a price for the documents.
And a steep price.
Well, at least he can be paid off in cash. It's better than going to jail as Bates would have us do.
Mr. Wagner.
Mamie! I told you not to disturb me. No phone calls.
I'm sorry, sir, but I think this is important.
What is?
A man has called 3 times. He's on the phone now, and he insists on speaking to you.
What's his name?
He won't give any name. He said, you'd better talk to him. And the way he said it, sir, perhaps you'd better. The call's on line 2.
Very well, I'll take it, maybe, but don't disturb me again, eh?
Yes.
Yes?
Wagstaff, listen carefully, because I'll not repeat. By this time, you've probably seen the headlines.
Of course I've seen the headlines. What about them?
Then you know that Bates has disappeared.
Something about Bates. Who's calling?
Well?
I'll call at your home tonight. You'd better be there around 11 o'clock. I have a few things to discuss with you.
My home at 11? But who are you?
I called on Mrs. Bates last night. She ignored my warning. Don't you try any tricks.
Mrs. Bates ignore... You're...
Goodbye.
Now, wait. Listen to me. Don't hang up. Hung up. Said he'd call on me. 11 tonight.
Who was it, Wagstaff?
The Green Hornet.
Continue our story in just a moment. Attention! Attention! Come closer to the radio. Here's the big Model City news. While this big gift offer lasts, you can get a terrific Model City that looks just like a real city. You can get it without sending in a single penny. Think of it, a Model City complete with modern business buildings, different style houses, automobiles, trucks, garages, even fences and billboards. All yours without sending in a single penny. You'll have all the fun of building Model City, too. All the fun of watching it grow as you finish one model after another. And it's easy. No pasting or gluing needed. Many slots pre-cut. You just cut out and assemble. Think of getting all this without sending in a single penny. It's true, there's no money, no box tops, no coupons to send in. Model City is waiting for you right now at any grocery store. How do you get it? Just get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Model City is right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray. There are so many different buildings, I couldn't begin to tell you all about Model City. But here's just one avenue. It's 4th Avenue. There's an auto sales store, a pet store, a big modern 5 and 10 cent store, and the Model City police station. Everything complete, even storage sheds in back of the buildings and awnings in front. How about houses? Well, Model City has all kinds of different styles. They're two-story, one-story, modern, old-fashioned, brick, shingle, stone. Moreover, many houses have separate garages with automobiles. What fun you can have building Model City. And when it's complete, you can rearrange the avenues to make different kinds of towns. Use your toy automobiles and airplanes, electric trains. Hurry! Be one of the first to get Model City. Just go to your grocer's. Buy the Betty's Crocker cereal tray. The assortment of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix in individual packages. Model City is right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray. There's nothing extra to buy. No box tops, no coupons, no money to send in. Just get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. On it is Model City. See your grocer tomorrow and get Model City. Now to continue our story. It had been a busy day for Sentinel reporters who were assigned to the Bates disappearance. Britt Reed was particularly anxious to learn where Bates had gone because it was generally supposed that the Green Hornet was behind the disappearance of the former assistant chief engineer. That evening in his apartment, Britt began work on a plan of attack. He called Cato to prepare the next move.
I hope Mr. Axford does not come in while we are out.
Axford will be tied up at police headquarters in the Sentinel office. We needn't worry about him. Besides, he thinks I'm going to a party tonight.
Oh, that good. Well, what is plan?
Cato, if Wagstaff had been on the level, he'd have told the police about my phone call. He'd have told the police to look for me at his home tonight.
Are you sure he didn't call police?
If he had, I'd know it. Axford spent the whole day in police headquarters.
Then Wagstaff is crook. Maybe he know what happened to Bates.
If he does, I'll make him tell me.
What if he not know?
Then he'll suspect the Green Hornet just as everyone else does. In that case, I'll let him think I know all that Bates knew. I'll work the bluff for all it's worth and see what I can learn about the graft.
But he knows you are to call tonight. Maybe he will set trap. Maybe use friends instead of police.
I doubt it, Cato. Well, let's get going.
Oh, Mr. Britt, wait. Sometime you may be in danger, in need of help, and not in position to call or use usual means of letting me know.
Well?
With that in mind, Mr. Britt, I have made a special ring. Oh, here, I show it to you.
A ring? Well, say, that's a neat piece of jewelry.
You see, Mr. Britt, the cover looks like signet ring with pattern of Green Hornet.
Just about the biggest signet ring I've ever seen. Yeah, but, Cato, how can I use this to call for help?
You see, Mr. Britt, cover opens. Or like this. When cover is open, ring shines bright in darkness.
Very neat, Cato.
It's large enough to be seen at long distance.
But Cato, I could send you any kind of message using Morse code.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I'll wear it tonight for good luck. Now we gotta hurry. Let's get to the car.
Telephone.
Let it ring. Officially, I'm not at home.
The phone in Britt Reed's apartment rang repeatedly. Gunnigan was calling from the city room.
Oh, thunder. Gunnigan, I told you Reed wasn't at home tonight.
Party, party, party. It's a shame he can't lay off parties while the John Bates story's hot. Look at me. Look at me. Over 30 hours on the job with no rest. I'm a wreck.
Ah, you look that way all the time whether you're working hard or not.
What?
What's so hot, Gunnigan? Why, have you got to get Reed? Can't I handle it?
Yeah, Larry, you'll have to handle it. Now listen and get this straight. I had a phone call. The guy wouldn't give his name, but he gave me a tip.
An old hand like you listening to anonymous tips? I thought you'd been in this game too long.
I've been in this game long enough to know when something's on the level, and this is.
What was it?
He said he was a friend of Reed's. He said to find Britt. Tell him to get over to Wagstaff's house as soon as possible.
Wagstaff's house?
He said the story of the year would be there waiting.
Holy crow!
And you can't find Reed?
He's at a party.
Well, I'm not at a party. I'm on the job.
I'll prove it. Get going.
Lowry and Axford made good time through the city streets and the suburban area toward Wagstaff's luxurious home. The black beauty of the Green Hornet was far ahead and making even better time toward the same destination.
I know Wagstaff's house, Cato. I know where I can leave the car behind the house in case we have to make a fast getaway.
Well, I will watch house, Mr. Britt. I will stand so I can see. In case you need to signal for help with new ring, be sure you shield ring from light. Ring glows only in dark.
Fine, Cato. If I need help, I'll let you know.
You may be trapped.
Well, I don't think Wagstaff will try anything.
Well, there is house.
Yes. That room at the rear on the first floor is the study. It looks as if Wagstaff's waiting for us.
Come on. Look, Cato, through those French doors. Wagstaff already has a visitor.
One who holds a gun.
Great Scott, Cato, you know who that is?
No, sir.
That's the man who disappeared last night. John Bates, the engineer who disappeared from the Bermuda Bell.
Stand right where you are, Wagstaff. I'm not fooling.
But listen, Bates, we can settle this peaceably.
And let you go on collecting graft? Not on your life. Wagstaff, I came back to expose you.
I thought the Hornet killed you.
That would have made you very happy, wouldn't it? You wanted me out of the way. If I hadn't left the country, you'd have had me killed some time ago. You probably had men waiting for my ship to get me before I could talk.
Beats, listen to me.
Well, I anticipated just such a move. While I was away, I prepared the evidence of your graft. Now it's all set to turn over to the authorities.
But what happened, Bates? You left the boat.
Of course I did. I arranged with a mate to put me ashore last evening. I went secretly in a small boat so your thugs couldn't get me at the dock.
Very smart, Bates. Very smart. We wanted to learn that before we took you.
You take me? I'm holding the gun, Wagstaff.
So am I.
What?
Drop the gun, Bates. You're covered.
Cosmic.
Yeah.
We expected someone else, Bates. You see, the Green Hornet is to come here tonight.
The Hornet?
Exactly. And he can take the rap for your murder. Go ahead, Carsley. Shoot this troublemaker.
But Wagstaff...
Shoot him!
I wouldn't do it, Carsley.
What? That mask!
The Hornet! Get him!
Not tonight, Carsley. Take it!
No! Yeah! Carsley, what happened? What's he done?
Here's some for you, Wagstaff.
No, no!
Don't kill him!
Take it!
Oh, you killed him.
Just knocked him out, Bates. Now that I know you're alive, I don't have to talk to Wagstaff. I wouldn't have come in at all if Karslake hadn't gotten the drop on you.
So, we're on the same side, huh? I'll get Karslake's gun before he recovers. Were you listening outside that French door?
Yes, I was.
Get him up!
Huh? Oh. Very well.
That's it. Keep your hands high. And don't try to back out that door. Drop that weapon. That's it. I came back to clean up this city. I've evidence to put Wagstaff and Karslake where they belong. And now I have the Green Hornet. I've hit the jackpot.
Bates, listen
to
me.
No, you'll stand right where you are until the police get here. I've already called them. Also Britt Reed.
Britt Reed?
Of the Sentinel. He or some of his reporters will be here to see that the law follows through. There'll be witnesses when the police get my documented evidence.
Sounds as if the police have already arrived.
Britt heard men enter the front of the house and felt that the end was at hand. Bates held the gun, ready to shoot. Then Britt remembered the ring. Quickly, he calculated the possibilities. The room was lighted by a single lamp. The corner near the window was but dimly lighted. Was it dark enough for the ring's glow to be seen by Cato? Britt inched backwards, closer to the window, holding his hands high with the ring facing the darkness beyond the window. He brought his hands together and slid the cover of the ring to one side. He moved his hand behind the curtain. then flashed dots and dashes by covering and uncovering the ring. In Morse code, he signaled SOS.
Axford and Lowry.
Hold still and don't try anything.
Come on, boys. There's a light back here.
The police coming for you, Hornet.
Britt kept signaling, fighting to hold his poise. He wondered if Cato, outside in the darkness, could see the signals.
Here they are.
Hey, look!
Something's dead. The Hornet.
Take him. He's all yours.
Several shots from Cato's gun threw the room into confusion. Axford stumbled over the unconscious form of Wagstaff. Bates got in Lowry's way. Lowry dived for the place where the Hornet had stood. He grabbed someone.
There, I got you.
Let go. Let go, you fat head. It's me. It's me you got.
Cato, like, just a second.
Where is he?
There he goes. Look, he and a pal are running toward that car.
Shoot him, Burke. Shoot. He's getting away.
Hello, Gunnigan, is that you? Well, this is Axford calling. Now listen, hold everything. Me and Lowry are coming in with a story that'll knock you out of your chair. We got Bates, and Bates got Wagstaff and Carsley. And that's not all. There's evidence to put the spalpeens away for keeps. Light up the relight, boys. We're coming in.
Axford, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know, Reed. It's tired I am. But didn't you get home early? I thought you'd be out dancing all night.
No, Axford, it wasn't a dancing party. What have you been doing?
Reed, he got away again.
He?
I'm talking to the Green Hornet.
Oh, yes, I was talking to Gunnigan. He gave me the story. Oh, but don't worry, Axford, you got Bates.
Yeah, Bates had what it'll take to put Wagstaff and Carslake at the Hoosgo and expose the graft on that sewer project.
Well, I'd say that's enough for one evening.
Got it, Reed. You should have been in on it with me. It's too bad you left so early. Gunnigan called and called on the phone.
Come to think of it, Axford, Cato did say something about a ring just as I was leaving the apartment.
About 10:30?
Yes.
That was Gunnigan ringing.
Oh, I thought Cato was referring to another ring. One that was much more important to me.
Today, General Mills pays special tribute to the Campfire Girls. During the next several weeks, these smart young ladies will be learning what makes up a good breakfast and how to prepare it. And they'll be having fun learning, as Campfire Girls always do. General Mills wishes all success to your Better Breakfast campaign, Campfire Girls. You've been listening to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the Betty Crocker Cereal Tray, the cereal assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix.
That's no rocket. That's my pop on his way to the bus.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Yes, Cheerios, the breakfast cereal made from oats. Good old-fashioned nourishing oats. Just wait till you taste the wonderful toasted oat flavor of these tiny, crisp, golden brown oats. Yes, oats. Cheerios is the only cereal shaped like tiny donuts. You'll love Cheerios. And remember, Cheerios needs no cooking. It's a ready-to-eat oat cereal packed with nourishment, full of flavor. Try Cheerios. Be with us again next week at the same time when General Mills will again present The Green Hornet. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Al Neal speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.